And God said, get your own dirt. That's my dirt. He can do anything. He don't need nobody. He in a class all by himself. And I'm so glad from the depth of my heart that God put me on his side. I mean, I don't take that lightly. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm saved. Old folks said sanctified. Set apart for God. You ought to be glad of that. Huh? You ought to be glad. You ought to be glad you are saved and set apart for God. Set apart for his use. Whatever you want me to do, use me to do it. I'm so glad. And really, I'm so glad, too, because, Brother Lee, I don't have to go to hell when I die. That's not boasting. I'm just bragging on Jesus. Because if I'm saved, I'm not going to hell. I'm saved. Ain't you glad you saved? Don't be ashamed to tell nobody you saved. Bless this holy name. My brothers and sisters, a scripture here that God gave me, most any Christian that go to church can quote it. John 3:16. It said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody had to give us that life. And he, 17, but he said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Through him might be saved. You know what? If you leave Jesus out the church, if you leave Jesus out your life, you can't go to heaven. You can't go to heaven. And it's sad to say everybody not going, but why? Because they leave in Jesus out of their lives. He the only one. God sent his Son to save man's soul. That's what he sent him for. And we need to know what Jesus come in the world for. To save men's soul. I don't know about no other preacher, no other pastor. My calling is to tell people about Jesus. That's my calling. I don't know about none of these preachers' calling. Know your own calling. I know mine. I know what he told me. And I wasn't asleep. I wasn't dreaming. He said, go tell the world about Jesus. Thank you. Jesus is the only ticket to heaven. Amen. Jesus is the only one can make you miss hell.
Amen. Right. Right. Amen.
Nobody, no other way. He the only one. God didn't send but one somebody. Thank God for Gabriel. Thank God for Micah, but Micah then wasn't good enough. He sent his only son. Why, Reverend Walker? Because he loved us so.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
yeah. Thank you. And he hand out his only son.
Thank you.
And whosoever, I don't care who you are, how bad you are, what you look like, whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Bless his holy name. And when God kicked the devil out of heaven, the devil got mad with God. And God said, I will make a man. Man didn't make himself. God made him. Short men, tall men, big women, little women. He made, watch this now, I'm not trying to be funny. He made you just like he wants to make you. If you don't like my look, talk to God. If I'm too tall, talk to God. If I'm too low, talk to God. He made me just like he wants to make me. And you can't change in no kind of way.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
And guess what? I'm satisfied. He didn't make me and shape me to please you. And vice versa. We just got to accept one another as God made you and made me. But he loved all of us. But he made me like he wanted to make me. Reverend, you skinny. He made me skinny. I eat a lot, but I won't get fat. I eat up a cow and won't gain 1 pound. That's God's business. He loved me and he loved you. And regardless what your side. And the devil do all that he can to get man sin, to get him to sin against God. He'll do all that he can. He mad, because God kicked him out of heaven. And any way the devil can get you to do wrong things, he's going to do all he can to call himself getting back at God. God Almighty, God didn't make his power, or didn't take his power from the devil. The devil still got power. But God in control of it. If the devil can do what he wanted, you wouldn't have got up this morning. I wouldn't have got up this morning. But the devil is not in charge. And I told y'all several times, the devil, he wanted to destroy you, but God got you in his hand. And he got to get okay even to mess with you. But God said, I know how much to put on Jimmy. I know how much to put on Savior, and I ain't going to put no more on them than what they can bear. He in charge. That means a child of God ought to be happy.
Yes.
Things ain't going to go your way all the time, but you ought to be happy because you saved.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Being saved is the most important thing in a man's life.
Yes.
I don't care what else that you have, what else that you may be treasuring, but being saved, your life been given to Jesus as Savior, that's the most important thing that a man can ever do is to be saved. Yes. Nothing else. Everything else is secondary. Being popular ain't hitting on nothing. That's the wrong way of putting you up somewhere. Because when you make them mad, they take you down. But if you ain't got no shoes to put on, God still love you. If you ain't got a rag to put on, he ain't going to get rid of you. He going to a place where there won't be no more trouble. If you say,
Well.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We take being saved lightly. I know preachers don't say nothing about hell. You don't want to go to hell.
No, sir.
No, you don't. Yes or no?
No, sir.
Oh, you're standing mighty slick there. Some of them must want to go. But see, you got to realize what Jesus come here for. I come here to keep you from going to hell. We take Jesus too lightly. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for what? To keep us from going to hell.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
I ain't got to wait to shout to get to heaven. I can shout now. That's his main purpose. God so what?
Love.
The world.
Yes, sir.
That he what? Gave you.
Yes, sir.
His only.
Only.
He didn't have but one.
All right.
I'm giving you my best to keep you from going to hell. Because I love you so. You in my image. You after my likeness. And you allow the devil to trick you. But I'm going to come to get him out of your trap. To give you a way back home. Jesus Christ is the only way back home. This world is not your home. I said this world is not your home. Your body come from here, but your soul came out of God.
Yeah.
That's right.
God Almighty. Jesus went through all that trouble. God Almighty. Went through all of that pain and then died.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Take your time, Walker. Yes, sir. And, I take my time. This is what the church got to see. This is what the world got to see. What Jesus went through with for us to keep us from going to the lake of fire. And we take it lightly. Oh, he died. Yes, he died. You can't say that thing cute. He died.
Yes.
He literally what? Died. They checked him out, Joe. He was what? Dead.
Yes,
sir. Oh, he died.
He went through all that. And we try to beg folk to get saved.
Yeah.
Where he go? He went to hell. I said, Jesus went to hell.
Yes, sir.
That's why he paid the debt. He went to what? To hell. We were going our way to hell, but Jesus blocked it off. So you don't have to go to hell because you believe in me. I don't fix it for you. If you go, you go on your own. But I don't put a block there.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And they see the blocks when it said Jesus.
Yeah.
Hell can't touch you.
Well,
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Always remember this.
Yes.
This is why it's so important to have Jesus in our lives. For what, devil? Walk to overcome the devil.
Thank you, Lord.
To overcome the devil. When they see the stamp of the blood, can I say something, y'all? Let me say it. Don't let me say it. It's them little junior demons in there. Can't let me say it, y'all. Little junior demon.
Yes, sir.
Running around with Satan, you know.
Yes, sir.
And someone want to mess with some of God's folks.
Yes, sir. That's it.
And one finna go mess with one.
Yes.
One of God's children. And the devil said, wait. Can't bother him.
Uh-huh.
He been stamped.
Yeah.
He been stamped by the blood of the Lamb.
Yeah.
I can't do what I want. I want to kill him, but I can't. I'm about to see Jesus before I touch him.
Yeah.
I'm about to get permission from Jesus because I see his name blood there.
Yeah.
You have to go to the demon school, little fella. The lie about this stuff.
Yes, sir.
Who to touch and who not to touch.
Yeah.
Who to kill and who not to kill. I may have power, little junior deacon, demon, but I had to get permission my own self to do some things around here. He allowed me to do something, but I can't do everything I want to do. If I can do everything, I'd get rid of heaven, but I can't touch heaven. It's so important. I'm trying to show y'all something here. I'm trying to show you what Jesus went through with for us. And we take it what? Lightly. Trying to force folks to get saved. Trying to force folks. Jesus on folks. You better wake up. Oh, God. The McElroy boy, he grown. He not a boy. Folks brought him in yesterday. You hear, baby? How the case may be, but he kind of weak-minded a little bit, and he listen at you and don't listen at you. He can't help it.
My mind.
And the folks were worrying about him, about his soul. Reverend Walker, he like this. What about if he die?
Come on, Pastor.
Reverend.
He don't answer you right. You think things this way or that way. Because he don't know what he's saying sometimes.
Listen.
It got next to me. I don't.
Yes.
Called him in my office.
Uh-huh.
I said. Got to talk to him. He ignore me like it. About to get happy now.
Come on.
Reverend.
She said he won't say Jesus.
Yeah.
I got to talking to him.
Yes, sir.
I said, do you want to be saved?
Come on with it,
Reverend. I'm going to ask him to go through the same. I don't care how the devil got, but I'm going to carry him the same way.
All right.
Do you want to be saved? He said nothing. I talk for him. See, you've got to talk for him.
Yes.
Do you want to be saved?
Yes, sir.
Say yes, sir. He said, yes, sir.
All right.
Reverend.
You've got to talk for him.
Yes, sir.
Since he can't talk for himself, talk for him. Have you heard about Jesus? She said, he won't say Jesus. Have you heard about Jesus?
Yes, sir.
He didn't say nothing.
Come on, Pastor.
I asked him, just keep on asking.
Yes.
Have you heard about
He said Jesus.
Yeah.
He said Jesus.
All right.
Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I said, do you believe that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God?
Yeah.
Say yes.
Uh-huh.
He said, yes.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to give your life to him as your Savior? Say yes. Yes.
All right.
That's it.
Say, I believe.
Believe. Come on. Speak. Jesus. Yes, sir.
That Jesus Christ. That I'm trying to mock him now. That Jesus Christ.
Come on. Reverend.
Eels, the Son of God, the Son of God. Somebody get happy. Say, I'm giving my life.
Yeah.
He didn't answer me right off.
Come on, with it.
You got to repeat it. Say, I'm giving my life.
Yeah.
Give me my life.
Yeah.
To Jesus.
Yeah.
To Jesus.
All right.
As my Savior.
Yes, sir.
As my Savior.
Yeah.
Come on, Rip.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can't hardly say it then.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For saving my life.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Saving my night.
Yeah.
Say, I'm saved.
Yeah.
I'm saved.
Jesus. Yes, sir. Jesus.
He can't talk for himself.
Yeah.
You got to talk for him sometimes. I've been through this years ago. We done met folks when I was on the street out there. Can't talk like that. You got to talk for.
Yes,
don't let the devil steal him. Talk for him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Say so.
God will save anybody.
Yeah.
But you got to want to be saved.
Yes,
I done this before, even before I started. Yeah, back when I first started pastoring.
Yes, sir.
I said, we're going to see, will he be baptized? If he may be afraid of the water.
Yeah.
If he don't want to go in the water,
yeah.
Put a little on your hand and put him on your head.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
I baptize you in the name of Jesus. Water don't save you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Save, bro.
Jesus come
yes,
here.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. To save.
Hey, thank you.
I'm trying to show us how important it is to be what? Saved. In these last days, folks ain't saying much about it. But for the last days.
Bless you, Pastor. Bless you.
This is why it's so important to have Jesus in our lives.
Yeah.
To overcome who?
Yeah.
To overcome who?
Yeah.
That's the only name that can overcome who?
Yeah.
There's no other name on this earth and out this earth to overcome the devil.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's not by how many names?
One.
And that name is who?
Jesus. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Lord Almighty. And my brother and sister, the devil get at us to sin. Watch it now. He get at us what to sin in order to get back at God. Jesus, he knows that Jesus is man's only hope against the devil. The only hope, man, only hope against the devil is who? Jesus. That's the name he got to recognize. The power of God. He God's son.
Yes, sir.
And the devil got to recognize. He trembled when he see God. God Almighty. Oh boy. Paul, look at 1 John 5, 3 and 8. First John 3 and 8.
He that committed sin is of the devil.
God Almighty.
For the devil sinned from the beginning.
Yeah.
For this purpose the Son of God was manifested.
Oh.
That he might destroy the works of the devil.
God remedy for the devil and sin is who?
Jesus.
What a prescription.
Brother, killing is no other remedy to destroy the devil, but who?
Jesus.
Thank God for Dr. Dottie. But Dottie can't do nothing with the devil. Thank God for Big Mama.
Yeah.
Big Mama can't do nothing.
Amen.
With the devil.
Amen.
All
right. That's right.
And this why God sent his son.
Yeah.
Heart of mine.
Yeah. Come on, preacher.
To deliver us out of the hand of the devil.
Yeah.
The only name. The only name, and God fixed it where every knee got to what? Bow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If the devil got some knees, he got to do what?
Bow. Right, devil.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if he got knees or not, but he got to do what?
Bow.
Hold on. Some got to bow. Wherever he is, it's got to do what? Bow. Lord Almighty. He come, watch it now. He come to destroy the works of the devil. In other words, all that what he does is nothing but evil work. I come to get him out the way. And when he get out the way, it's nothing but peace. It's nothing but joy.
Yeah.
It's nothing but love.
Yeah.
Cause the devil got the world in a mess.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hating one another.
Yeah.
Look what happened to America. We fighting one another.
Yeah.
It ain't about to get no better. It's gonna get worse and worse.
Yeah.
Because we leaving out who? Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, it's something horrible about that name. I said something that man can't understand about that name.
Take your time. Take your time.
What happened, Reverend Walker? Thank you for asking this. Watch this. He have done something to this name.
Yeah.
Yeah. He have exalted this name.
Yes, sir.
Above all the other names.
Yeah.
And all the name, buddy. All the other names. I don't care what name you bring up. He have exalted the name Jesus above every name.
Yeah.
I don't care whose name it is.
Yeah.
Where it come from.
Yes, sir.
Hell or heaven.
Yeah.
He have exalted this one name above every name. If you got a name, you can't do nothing with this nothing.
All right.
And watch this now. And at that one name.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, Reverend.
If you got any needs.
Yes, sir.
He said, every knee got the what? If you got a mouth and a tongue, every tongue got the what?
Yes.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes. All right.
Yes, sir.
Then give God glory.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes. Oh, boy. I dare you to study Jesus, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't know what we got.
Preach, Evan.
This the name that the devil got to recognize. I say he got to recognize because he's been exalted. God done fixed it where can't nobody go above this name. I don't care where they come from, what they're doing, what they got. This one name been exalted. Above every name. Every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess where they want to confess it out. And guess what gonna happen, y'all? Oh boy. Hell is still going on.
Yes, amen.
There's a place called hell.
Yes, sir.
There's a place called the lake of fire.
Yes, sir.
Guess what?
Yes, sir.
The folks that go to hell, they went because they left out Jesus.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
They left out Jesus.
Well,
but watch this. He was God's only son.
Yes, sir.
Precious to God.
Yeah.
And one day,
yes, sir.
Them folks in the lake of fire,
yes, sir.
Them folks in hell,
yeah.
Got to look at him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And when they see him,
yeah.
They got to get down.
Well,
and when he leaves, it start right back burning.
Yes, sir.
Soul will be not burning up.
Right.
But burning inside. You don't want to go to hell, do you?
No.
Look at the names. The names, you don't want to go to hell, do you?
No.
No.
No. No. No. No.
Folks tell you in a minute go to hell, but you don't want to go to hell, do you?
No.
Hell is hot. Hell is not pleasant. God sent his son here to keep us from God. He so loved the world that he what gave up his son.
Yes, sir.
We take preaching, we take the church so lightly.
You're right. Yeah.
Boy, boy.
Yes.
This Bible is real.
Yes, sir.
We can play with it all we want. We can look up, throw it in a way. It's real. It's real.
Yes.
I dare you get by yourself and start reading it. You get happy reading it. All we want to find out what God going to give me. What you gave in him. What you giving him.
Yes, sir.
You ought to want to give him something. Look what he done for you. Couldn't nobody else do it.
No, sir.
You ought to want to give him something now. He don't save your soul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, we take Jesus and God's gift too lightly. And my brother and sister, God have workers. Satan have workers.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that this good now? Everybody are working for one of the two gods.
Yes,
I promise you. You working for the big G God? Or you working for the little G God?
Yes,
ask your neighbor, who you working for?
Who you working for?
Good question.
My, what a question. What a question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You can't go punch the clock for Jesus and at the same time punch you in for the devil.
All right.
You can't serve but one at a time. And I guarantee you, everybody looking at me, everybody that hear me on the radio, you serving one of the two.
Amen.
And we won't get to a point where to make a fool out of God.
I go to church every once in a while.
You think God crazy? God not crazy. You love God or you hate it. You gonna serve it or you serve it? It's just that simple. We want to give God a little tip. We want to give God a little, but we go punch in for the devil. How can you make a fool out of God? He the one made us. Did you not know? I don't know how big the book may be.
Come on.
Yeah. It can't get too big in God. You know? Did you not know God got everybody's name? Can I say book?
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Boy, that's got to be a pretty good sized book.
Yes, you're right.
With all these billions of folks in this world, your name somewhere. God ain't nowhere wondering what Jimmy doing. He already know what Jimmy doing. Well, Mary already know where Mary is. God not stretching his head and wondering what they gonna do tomorrow. He got tomorrow in his hand. Boy, he's some God. Sometimes I get to meditating on God, I tremble. You can't help it. You seeing who he is. God Almighty. He in a class all by himself.
Yeah.
I was just looking at this thing. We take Jesus too lightly.
You're right.
God gave us something money can't buy. God so what?
Love.
He loved you so. That he what? He had no twins up there.
All right.
He ain't had no more sons up there.
All right.
He didn't have but one.
All right.
He got his only.
Yes, sir.
Begotten son. And gave us life.
Yes, sir.
Through his life. He died. Watch this now. He died. That we may what? Live. So what will really happen? He went to hell for you. See, somebody had to go to hell. You got to get these young folks. See, somebody had to go to hell. God had to get somebody to go to hell to pay a price for what? Sin. That means that boy said, he loved you so. I'm getting my only begotten. I begot him. But no woman in this deal. Only begotten son.
All right.
To keep man out of hell.
All right.
And we take him what? Lightly.
Say that, Pastor.
That's the very reason God ain't gonna have no mercy for those who go to hell. I'm trying to help you now.
All right.
God ain't gonna be like whining, whining. He give everybody a chance.
Yeah.
You ain't got to pay one dime for it. It's just that cheap. Can I call it cheap?
Yeah.
We take Jesus so lightly.
Yeah.
He gave us a way out. God didn't put us in our mess. We put our own self in the mess.
Yeah.
By listening to somebody we ought not to listen to.
Well.
But since he, since we didn't make our self myself.
That's right.
Nobody got to look at me.
Come on now.
Yes, sir. Man, he said, make me go up, because man wasn't there. See? Since we didn't make ourselves, Brother Law,
yes, sir.
I'm going to give y'all another chance.
Well,
yes, sir.
What a loving God.
I made you, oh boy, not to keep me company. Need nobody keep me company. That what God, this God talking, y'all. Can I talk for him a while? You know, what God look like making something like us to keep him company?
All right.
Think us to keep him company? If it wasn't like that, we'd be most of be around there begging, oh Lord, give me a car. I need a car.
You've
been a worm to death, man. Give me. Keep him company. He made us coffee. Want to have some more company. You don't need no praise. We don't know why he just made us. Because he's surely making to help him to do nothing. He's God by himself.
Yeah.
He don't need nobody. Listen to this now. Listen to this. See, sometimes you had to watch that devil. He alive. That's what we miss. He's alive.
Yes.
I've told y'all 100 times. He in every local church. Don't you let nobody fool you.
All right.
He know how to act sometimes when he come to church. Or if you know what church he in. He don't truck over some churches.
That's right.
That's when a preacher got to preach Jesus.
All right.
I said, that means the preacher got to preach Jesus.
You're right, sir.
This who he recognized,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
Jesus is the word of God.
Yes.
And he know this is the word of God. He respect the word of God because he got to respect the word of God. Oh, boy. God gave his children power.
Yes.
Holy Ghost power.
Yes.
God Almighty.
Yeah.
And the devil know it.
Yes.
God Almighty. So everybody in here, out in the radio land, if you're listening, you're working for one of the two. Stop fooling yourself. You want to work for God on Sunday,
yeah.
And then all the week you want to work for the devil.
Yeah.
And some folks don't even count days, and they just work every day for the devil.
You're right.
And then want a reward from God. No, don't work like that with God. We can't. Watch this. If I never told you nothing. Always, you can't never fool God. Did you not know before the foundation of the world, God already got you where he knows where you are?
Right.
Did you not know he ain't got to study you when he made you? He got your record before he made you.
Amen.
But we take him what? Lightly.
Yes,
God Almighty. We want to do what we want. Big enough what we want to do. And trying to make a crank out of God. I found out something. If you want a peace in your mind, I'm talking about a peace. Give it all to Jesus. All you can, give it all to Jesus and see what you sleep all night. Let God have it. He can fix anything. A disturbed mind. He know how to fix a disturbed mind. He know how to fix things when things not right. God loved man so he gave us the peace. heaven. Jesus is God, peace. Even the wind get excited. He tell the wind, be still. Peace get out of control sometimes.
Thank you.
He said, peace?
Yeah.
Ain't that something, boy?
Yeah.
He didn't say when.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Peace get upset.
Uh-huh.
He told peace?
Yes, sir.
Be still. Peace was in a rage, boy. Peace was doing all this in a rage.
Yes, sir.
He just spoke peace. Be still.
Reverend.
Yeah.
Man.
He's some God boy. We take Jesus too lightly.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about no other preacher. I'm called to talk about who?
Jesus.
That's my call.
Yes, sir.
That's my call. I'm not boasting about it. That's my calling. You don't know who you're missing if you don't have Jesus. You don't know who you miss. The devil pat you on your back until your time out.
That's it, Pastor.
Are you all right, man? You all right? That's the devil talking to you. Any boys that come to you and tell you you all right and you know you're not all right, that's the devil talking to you.
Right, right.
Jesus come to give us life more abundantly. God Almighty. And he not in no hurry for nothing. If you never praise his name, if you never go to church, if you never say hallelujah, he's still Jesus. He said, I can call the rocks. You don't say nothing. You know when you're coming in Jerusalem? They were saying, Hosanna! Hosanna! Folks were so glad to see him putting palm leaves down for the horse to walk on.
Yes, sir.
Because he was riding the donkey.
Yes.
Hosanna! 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 The Son of God! Hosanna!
Yes.
Look at that. Riding on a donkey.
Right.
When them big stallions, he could have got on.
All right. Come on now. Come on, sir.
Give me a donkey.
Yes, sir.
What represents peace.
Yes.
That's it.
Peace walking in.
Peace.
No stallion.
No stallion.
Humble.
Yes.
It's a lamb.
Yes. Yes.
Don't try to show yourself so much.
Yes.
Show who in you.
Yes.
Cause just about if you stay long enough, it's gonna come out of you.
Yes.
Whatever in you gonna come out one day or another. Eventually,
yes.
All of them come out.
Yes, sir.
We're in you. We can put on a long time, but eventually, the real owner that owns you gonna pop out one day. He in town. Bless his holy name. Everybody, finna close now, is working for one of the two gods. Big G God or little G God? Everybody working for, stop fooling yourself. You working for one of them. You dedicated to one of them. Look at the neighbor. Who are you working for? Jesus or the devil? I know this is kind of like, we're calling it some rough preaching, but it's good preaching.
Preach on.
Papa.
It is.
Good preacher.
No, yeah. Some of y'all don't understand me.
Oh.
I don't want nobody to go to hell. Yeah. Folks, I pass. I don't want them to go to hell. And I'm preaching the one who made hell. He controlled hell.
Yes, sir.
He Jesus. Don't let folks play with your soul. Because, buddy, if you once get to hell, you're there forever.
That's right. This is catalog 17.
Ain't no end to ever.
Catalog number.
I know it may sound rough, but I'm telling you the truth. That's what it is. No rest nowhere. I mean nowhere. Just, boy, I think something I might get to think about that. In hell, in the lake of fire with the devil, if you obey the devil, then where you going with the devil? Just think about it. In hell forever. Think about it now. In hell forever. Ain't no rest nowhere. I don't care where you go. Ain't no rest. Ain't no shade tree. Ain't nothing but hot. Your soul ain't going to consume. It'll be there. That's where your soul will go. The hell. And boy, you're moaning and groaning. Ain't no going to visit you and you visit me. All is hot. Ain't no rest. Y'all have had the toothache?
Yes, Lord.
Who ever had toothache in here? Boy, now, this wasn't than a toothache. Jesus was telling me we don't preach enough about salvation.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
You're right.
We're going to hear about Daniel and Lion then. Daniel got out.
Yes, sir.
Because he obeyed God.
Go ahead.
Folks, get a shout. He got out, but where you are? That same one that told Lion to sleep is the same one we're talking about right now. He God.
Yeah.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. For what? To save our soul. Always remember that. And this the only chance a man have to get saved is on this side. I hear folks say, God, you have another chance. That's a lie. That's a lie from hell. This your only chance right now. This your only chance. Ain't no second chance. Don't let folks miss. That's the devil talk. This your chance. While you living, this your chance. When you're dead, it's over. I say it's over. According to this book, it's over.
That's right.
I love your soul. I don't want God to get me to be playing around with your soul. Because a lot of preachers don't be in hell. Y'all didn't know that, did you? Y'all didn't know that? Playing with folks' soul. No soul. I'm not going to play with you. I love your soul. I love Jesus.
That's right.
I'm called to tell folks about Jesus. He the one to keep folks' soul out of hell. Just be praying and tell folks the truth. I know it's not popular, but I love your soul. I want to see you in heaven. Folks, I pass. I want to see you. So we can shout together. Look how God has them. We're finna go. Got 4 more minutes. Watch this. He come to seek and to save the lost, right? For God so loved the world that he what? Gave. The only begotten son. Whosoever believeth shall not perish but have what? That's what he come for. The call to give you everlasting life. A life of nothing but peace and joy. Walking on golden streets. No more headache tablets. At least ain't that the blessing, then. No stomach ache.
You
ain't got to worry about eating no more. You don't need to change no clothes because you got a golden robe on. Your soul don't have to take no more baths.
All right, man.
And folk want to miss heaven?
Glory.
Got to destroy this stuff. But folk can see this thing ain't nothing to play with. Heart of mine. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth
and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's a giveaway. Giveaway. I said, that's a giveaway. I'm going to let you have a brand new body. The doctor can't do it. Man trying to come up with something. He can fix up a body, but no soul can get in it. Soul comes from God. You have a body that never ate no more. You don't even need to get in a car no more. You don't need to carry your Cadillac, your Mercedes, or whatever, your Ford, your truck, and all them things. You can leave them down here. If you want to go somewhere, you just say, go. Gone. Gone. Ain't got to catch the bus no more. Ain't got to take your Dr. Dottie a tablet no more.
All right. Yeah.
Ain't no medicine up there.
All right.
No medicine up there. No doctors up there. You'll have a body that will live throughout eternity. Eternity have no end. Folks don't know what Jesus went through with for our salvation. Let us all stand.
Yes, sir.
That's one thing we can't do. We can't make nobody get saved. If it was, I have some big strong men around here. Or strong ladies, or whatever the case may be. We'll tie you down. But God doesn't have it fixed like that. You come because you want to come. Listen at this real good. Please listen at this real good. If you're not saved, get saved. Don't be ashamed. Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil, I promise you. Just what Jesus called me a father. And if you get saved, I promise you, you'll have a joy that you never had before. You won't even worry about dying no more. You know where you'll be going. And it's far better to be with the Lord. The Bible said that. I believe it from the depths of my heart. It's far better to be with the Lord than to be here on this earth. It's pain and sin on this earth. And you don't have to be a member of this church. You can go join another church, but just get saved. But make sure you go where he's talking about Jesus. That's all I ask you. If anybody want to come by Christian experience, you may come. But just don't leave out your loss. That's your business still, but that's my job to tell you that. Jesus loved you. That's what he come here for. He so loved the world that he what? Gave you. His only son. For what? To keep us from going to hell. It's all about. Will I be one? Those are churches open. Will I be one? Let me one. When you give your life to Christ. If anybody want to come by Christian experience, we may come. Call this open the doors of the church in the local church. Yes, Lord. Yeah. 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 Say it one more time loud. Rest. Consider yourself as being dismissed. Just don't walk out. Keep on singing, choir. Keep on singing, choir.